Chapter 18. Comments while at work on the conflict series books.
The result of visions spanning her lifetime. I had been, during the 45 years of experience, shown the lives, the character, and history of the patriarchs and prophets who had come to the people with messages from God, and Satan would start some evil report, or get up some difference of opinion, or turn the interest in some other channel, that the people should be deprived of the good the Lord had to bestow upon them. I could but have a vivid picture in my mind from day to day of the way reformers were treated, how slight difference of opinion seemed to create a frenzy of feeling. Thus it was in the betrayal, trial, and crucifixion of Jesus. All this had passed before me, point by point. Letter 14, 1889. Constructive Criticisms Appreciated, 1885. Tell her, Marion Davis, I have just 1 minute ago read the letters in which she has specified the improvements to be made in articles for Volume 1, Patriarchs and Prophets. I thank her. Tell her that she has a point about Zedekiah's having his eyes put out. That needs to be more carefully worded. Also, the rock, when the water flowed, something in reference to this. I think I can make the article specified more full. Letter 38, 1885. Books sought giving order of events. Well, my dear Willie and Edson and Emma, let us draw very nigh to God. Let us live daily as we would wish we had lived when the judgment shall sit, and the book shall be opened, and when everyone will be rewarded according to his works. Tell Mary to find me some histories of the Bible that would give me the order of events. I have nothing and can find nothing in the library here, in Basel, Switzerland. Letter 38, 1885, page 8. Holy Spirit traced truths on Ellen White's heart. How many have read carefully Patriarchs and Prophets, The Great Controversy, and The Desire of Ages? I wish all to understand that my confidence in the light that God has given stands firm, because I know that the Holy Spirit's power magnified the truth and made it honorable, saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." In my books, the truth is stated, barricaded by a "Thus saith the Lord." The Holy Spirit traced these truths upon my heart and mind as indelibly as the law was traced by the finger of God upon the tables of stone, which are now in the ark, to be brought forth in that great day when sentence will be pronounced against every evil, seducing science produced by the father of lies. Letter 90, 1906, Colporter Ministry, page 126. The 1911 Revision of the Great Controversy. The author explains what and why. Sanitarium, California, July 25, 1911. Dear Brother F. M. Wilcox, a few days ago I received a copy of the new edition of the book Great Controversy, recently printed at Mountain View, and also a similar copy printed at Washington. The book pleases me. I have spent many hours looking through its pages, and I see that the publishing houses have done good work. The book Great Controversy I appreciate above silver or gold, and I greatly desire that it shall come before the people. While writing the manuscript of the Great Controversy, I was often conscious of the presence of the angels of God, and many times the scenes about which I was writing were presented to me anew in visions of the night, so that they were fresh and vivid in my mind. Recently it was necessary for this book to be reset, because the electrotype plates were badly worn. It has cost me much to have this done, but I do not complain. For whatever the cost may be, I regard this new edition with great satisfaction. Yesterday I read what W.C. White has recently written to canvassing agents and responsible men at our publishing houses regarding this latest edition of Great Controversy, and I think he has presented the matter correctly and well. When I learned that Great Controversy must be reset, I determined that we would have everything closely examined to see if the truths it contained were stated in the very best manner, to convince those not of our faith that the Lord had guided and sustained me in the writing of its pages. As a result of the thorough examination by our most experienced workers, some changing in the wording has been proposed. These changes I have carefully examined and approved. I am thankful that my life has been spared and that I have strength and clearness of mind for this and other literary work. While preparing the book on the Acts of the Apostles, the Lord has kept my mind in perfect peace. This book will soon be ready for publication. When this book is ready for publication, if the Lord sees fit to let me rest, I shall say Amen and Amen. If the Lord spares my life, I will continue to write and to bear my testimony in the congregation of the people, as the Lord shall give me strength and guidance. Signed, Ellen G. White, Letter 56, 1911.